Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
And a guy who's been in a game of this magnitude, we get a chance to talk to him now as former Georgia Bulldog quarterback Quincy Carter joins us via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Good morning, Quincy. Thank you for joining us here in the locker room.
Oh, good morning, man. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. You've played in a couple of Tennessee games where there were some big states, not one like this. In 98, the Vols were ranked 3 in the country when you guys played them. In the next year, I believe they were 6th in the nation when you guys played them. But still, big games back then and a huge game right now. What does it look like to you, and what does it mean to you where Georgia now is a defending champion and Tennessee looks like they're back to their old ways to make some really good competitive football in the SEC East?
Well, first off, I heard my boy Joe Hamilton is on, so I wanna personally give him a shout out for doing some great work at Georgia Tech and making me make the right decision to go to the University of Georgia, and he knows the best school in the state. But man, this is the week, you know, man, I'm starting to get goosebumps myself because I'm personally going to the game. And I'll never forget coming off that LSU big win on the road with Kirby Smart his senior year and coming back home. And the stakes just went through the roof. I talked about it a little bit earlier this week, man, but pregame was just on another level. You know that feeling when you start seeing the big dogs, and that's in the media, when they start walking around the field in pregame. It's just a different feeling, man. Man, it's great to see us back, you know, in the fold as far as being in the top 5 year in and year out. But then having big games like this in Athens, Georgia, man, I'm looking forward to it.
Quincy, what were some of the things that you did in some of those big games as a quarterback to kind of just slow that heart rate down?
Yeah, well, I learned because I was a very upbeat guy, and that was one of the games I wish I would have had back, you know, as far as my emotions early on. You know, I learned as I started to mature as a quarterback, but you know, you got to breathe it all in, and what I started doing actually is making sure, you know, I seen the safeties, I seen the coverage, I seen the front early on those first about 3 or 4 snaps, and then everything else is kind of smooth sailing, you know, as far as seeing everything on the field. But I learned, you know, by experience, though, to see it all early.
Quincy, how important you think it is for Stetson Bennett to continue just to play his game and not think about Hendon Hooker on the other side and the points he's putting up, just to make sure he stays within himself and understand that, you know, he's not going against Hendon Hooker, he's going against the Tennessee defense?
Yeah, it's very important because, you know, one thing, man, I don't know if he gets enough credit or not. You know, Stetson's done a great job. But my man, Coach Monken, is an absolute monster play caller. And so he always seems to be putting us in position to not only put the ball in playmakers' hands, but, you know, he's always very great at, you know, knowing how to attack a defense, knowing how our defense is playing, knowing when to, you know, start running the ball, knowing when to start play action. And it's a beautiful thing to watch for the both of them, Bennett and Coach Monken. But, yeah, it's very important that, you know, he sticks to the game plan, man, because his guy up top, Coach Monken, man, does a great job of putting us in position to, you know, win football games.
Quincy, when you look at the offense that Tennessee employs, how much fun would you have had coming out of high school playing in something like this with pace and space and just seeing what Hendon Hooker's able to accomplish with those receivers and just taking big chunk shots time and time again?
Man, I love what they're doing. You know, I seen this last year. I started asking for my tickets and seeing who has tickets for me to get last year, because I've seen it coming. You know, they played us tough up there in Tennessee too last year. But man, it would have been fun though. Now I'm just looking forward to it. I'm excited, man, because I watched Tennessee last year, kind of being young, making some mistakes, and I said, wait a minute, this game next year is going to be big. Now I didn't predict them being undefeated and everything like that, but. You know, I knew they were coming, though. But I'm looking forward to it.
Former University of Georgia quarterback Quincy Carter joining us here in the locker room on the Fan 680 93.7 FM. Quincy, as a quarterback that had Kirby Smart as a teammate, do you see traits? Well, one, did you see him being a coach, number one? And are there any traits that he had as a player, do you think, that carry over that make him a successful coach?
Man, Kirby looks like the same dude that I played with my freshman year. That's getting everybody, even the defensive line lined up, him and Jeff Harris, you know. Now, Chet was over there by himself, just one-on-one, you know, so he didn't have to even talk to him. But getting Jeff Harris lined up and them having their discussions on who covers the other half of the field. But, man, that looks like Kirby back in 1998, so nothing has changed. Heck, yeah, he was destined to be a coach.
You got any good Mike Bobo, Kirby Smart stories?
Yeah. You know, Coach Bobo was coaching me. So I not really, not off the top of my head, man. I just remember Kirby walking over to me before that LSU game down there in Baton Rouge my freshman year. And said, hey, don't F this up, all right?
And you didn't, did you? You had a great game.
I had a huge one, man. But, hey, we all played together. Heck, you know, they had a three-headed monster at running back. And we were, able to hold them to 27 points. So we all played well together, man. We executed Coach Donnan's game plan to perfection, man. And so, it went well that night. Let's say that.
Quincy, Eric Ainge, former Vol, came out this week and said, you know, basically playing between the hedges isn't all that intimidating. What do you think about what he had to say about playing between the hedges?
You know something, we all former players, I like to respect guys. I don't go back and forth with them. But, we all like to make little headlines. Well, we're competitors, man, especially as quarterbacks. We might say anything crazy, Mr. Ainge, and that's what he did.
You did have a story about Mike Bobo and your coach. Do you have a story about Joe Hamilton? He told me a story that happened at a game in 1998. Where the Georgia Bulldogs, 1999's game, where the Georgia Bulldogs claimed that one thing happened, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets claimed something else happened, and Georgia Tech ended up winning a game. But he talked about the conversation you guys had when you were walking across the field in overtime.
I exactly don't remember that, because I tell you what, I'm so competitive, and sometimes anything can come out my mouth in between those lines. But I will say this, and Joe remembers this. It was so crazy. Me and my boys, we went out to JR Crickets after the game, and I happened to run into Joe that night and his crew. and they were just giving it to us. But I couldn't do nothing but respect, man. And Joe was the coolest. Actually, Joe was the coolest dude in the room, man. He's always been so laid back, man. That's why everybody loved him, dude.
I was telling Quincy, if he'd have come to Georgia, he'd have won the Heisman.
Listen, Joe could have did anything he wanted to do, man. He was just right before his time, before people started respecting quarterbacks at 5'10". I tell you that. He was the Kyler Murray. Heck, man, listen.
I'll sign you up for my agent, Q Carter.
Hey, I don't know if that's good or bad.
I'm going to get this dude. Hey, Joe, you already know, man. I'm going to give you your flowers, man.
Yeah.
It wasn't one inkling in me to say, go down there and compete with Joe Hamilton after I've seen you play in 1996 and 7. I was like,
Yeah, and that's a funny story, too, Q, because, you know, I was hosting you in your recruiting visit, and I remember during spring ball that you had actually committed to the Yellow Jackets, and then you went to play baseball, and when you came back out of baseball and decided to play football, is when you kind of said, I'm going to go to Georgia.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, you had a good season. I've seen you up close and personal. I've seen your leadership, too. You had a great grasp on that team. And you know, and be honest with you, man, I always wanted to go to Georgia. But, you know, we had the probation thing going on, too. And I'm a Georgia boy, man. I'm a homer. And so I did the best thing that was best for me at the time at 96 and 95 as far as signing with Tech. But then when we got the bands lifted off of us, you know, as far as the probation, it was a no-brainer. But you was a big factor in that too, though.
You got a prediction for us for this game coming up tomorrow at 3:30?
Oh, absolutely I do. I think we pull off late, 41-24. Was that the score last year?
41-17 last year, maybe. I think 41-17.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, we pull off late, 41-24.
Love it.
Blowout. All right. Well, there's a prediction. It's always good to hear from you, Quincy. What are you doing these days?
Man, I'm out here with these kids, you know, in Georgia and Texas, Florida, doing camps. I've really, you know, hit the ground running as far as my quarterback school. Man, and really, you know, getting into these kids' lives and, you know, talking about the hard subjects that, you know, everybody don't want to, you know, bring up and brush up under the rug as far as, you know, this marijuana that people, you know, want to instill in our kids that is legal. But, heck, you can't get one job in corporate America smoking no weed. And then that's what derailed my career. You know, eventually I went on to harder things because you graduate when you start these bad habits, man. And so I'm out here mentoring and speaking. Then I also work for I'm in business development with my rehab out in Austin, Texas right now, BRC Recovery, and getting up, you know, partnershiping with, you know, various, you know, with the NFL and NBA, EAP programs, employee assistance programs, and really getting guys some help, man. We really take guys through the steps and do it the right way. We've got a sister program of ours where we, you know, it's a 30-day program. We deal with trauma, shame, codependency, family attachments. We got it all. It's at brcrecovery.com is where you can find us. And then as far as some camps, you can sign up under me. You can look me up at QuincyCarter17.com. That's QuincyCarter17.com. And if you need some help, you know, as far as substance abuse and mental health, reach out to us at BRCRecovery.com.
That's fantastic. Helping, changing, saving lives. That is very, very important. And it's good to have you on. One last thing before I let you go. Did Jasper Sanks fumble?
Jasper Sainz did not fumble, and Joe, you know that. Stop playing.
Hey, you know we don't complain about the refs. We play in the ref, man. We, you know that. Hey, keep it going, bro, man. Shout out to you, bro.
I appreciate you, man. Good hearing your voice, too, dude.
There he is, Quincy Carter, one of the great turnarounds in all of sports. You know, he's an example of you don't have to be perfect to be perfectly set up to help people change their lives. And good to see that he's turned things around, going in a great direction. And he's somebody who had a whole lot of attention on him early and, you know, living a good life now. So that's a good thing.
Hey, it's Finn, and if you've been listening to 680 for long, you know that I'm a big fan of Audi Atlanta. That's where I got my Audi Q8 e-tron, which I absolutely love. And it's the only dealership I would recommend to my friends and my family. And here's why. For one, Audi Atlanta has a great selection of luxury vehicles. They helped me find the exact SUV I was looking for, and the purchase was super easy. A fully transparent experience catered to me. The same experience they provide all their customers. And here's one more reason that makes Audi Atlanta so special. During the month of April, Audi Atlanta will make a donation to Enduring Hearts for every vehicle sold. Thanks to the efforts of Enduring Hearts, children with heart transplants are living longer and healthier lives. Get the Audi you've always wanted while supporting a great cause. To learn more about Enduring Hearts and to view our current specials, visit AudiAtlanta.com to start or complete your entire purchase online. Or shop Audi Atlanta in person, like I did, on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Together, we have the power to make positive changes that could last a lifetime.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Camp Margaritaville RV Resort, where you can just breathe in and breathe out. Or move. There's biking, boating, arcade games, hiking, nearby golfing. Or fly through the new Fins Up Water Park. Thrills, chills, twists, and turns. This could be you. Camp Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy 1 hour drive from Atlanta. Book your stay today at CampMargaritavilleLanierIslands.com.